Hello, my name is Ashley Koziak, and I'm here to take you through the history of food one letter at a time. B is for blood sausage. Today, we'll learn about one of the world's oldest type of sausage, which contains a very special ingredient, blood. Whether you call it blood sausage, or black pudding, or boudoir noir, or mortella, it's all essentially the same thing. While not popular in the U.S. due to some cultural taboos about eating blood, blood sausage exists all across Europe with little variation. It even makes an appearance in the Grimm's fairy tale, The Juniper Tree, though that particular tale involves a wicked stepmother killing her stepson, turning him into black sausage, and feeding him to the family. Maybe not one to tell the kids. We know that blood sausage existed in Roman times and was probably around well before that. Some scholars believe that Romans brought blood sausage with them as they built their empire. Others believe that the dish originated in North Africa and gradually spread across the European continent with the Moors that traveled not far behind the Romans. The first mention of blood sausage in writing comes to us from Homer's epic, The Odyssey, from approximately 800 BCE, wherein Odysseus lies tossing and turning, quote, like a paunch filled with fat and blood turning in front of a blazing fire, twisted about by the man who roasts it. The first detailed instructions for preparing blood sausage comes from the oldest surviving collection of recipes from antiquity, The Art of Cooking, by Marcus Gavius Apicius, thought to be from the 4th or 5th century CE. This recipe calls for stuffing an intestine with blood, hard-boiled egg yolk, pine kernels, onions, and leeks. Black pudding was a popular dish all across medieval Europe for royalty and commoners alike. Even if you weren't a duke or a duchess, most Europeans owned a pig. When winter came, the season when pigs were generally slaughtered, black pudding was a convenient and sensible way to use up the blood and stomach, and perhaps a few other organs, or else they would spoil quickly. Usually the stomach of a pig, or goat, was stuffed with fat and onions, and sometimes cereal. If you were a noble, you might get a bit more exotic with your black pudding. A 15th century recipe calls for blood and fat from a porpoise, combined with oatmeal and spiced with ginger and pepper. All this was stuffed into the porpoise's stomach, boiled, and then lightly grilled. Consuming blood sausage, or any food containing blood, has been controversial for many religions at one point in time or another. Practitioners of Judaism and Islam abstain from the practice, and by the 17th century it had become taboo for some Christians to eat blood products as well. Sir Isaac Newton famously abstained from the foodstuff, and Thomas Barlow, a future bishop of Lincoln, penned The Trial of Black Pudding, arguing that God explicitly forbade the eating of blood. While the thought of sausage filled with blood may make some of today's eaters squeamish, it is a popular dish that has existed around the world for centuries. Today, it's also experiencing a renaissance of sorts, appearing on menus in pubs, cafes, and high-end restaurants alike. Try it for brunch one morning. You might like it. I'm Ashley Koziak for HeritageRadioNetwork.org. Thanks for listening.